Hallelujah. Oh, this year shall be fantastic for somebody. Fantastic year it shall be for you. Fantastic. Hallelujah. Are you there? Please say amen. Okay, let's rise on our feet and read the word of God together. Genesis 13 from 14 to 18. One to go. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up thou thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and come and dwell in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and build there an altar unto the Lord. As far as you can see, I will give unto you. If you see it, it is his will. Proverbs 29 and verse 18. Proverbs 29 verse 18. Please read. Want to go? Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, where there is no revelation, where there is no inner picture of a future state, the people perish. But to those that keep the law of God, fantastic things shall happen in their lives. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We can't thank you enough. You have been good. You've been great. You've been caring. You've been loving. You've been providing. Our hearts are open to receive from you today. We are here, Lord, because we appreciate all that you have done. You have taken us thus far, and we know that by your grace, you continue to keep us. Thank you for the life that is in your word. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives, body, soul, and spirit. We surrender to you that you will speak to us today. Enlighten our darkness. Strengthen our weakness. Cause us to break through where we once broke down. Do a new thing with the word of God in our lives. Let this word that we are about to receive cause us to enter and experience the prophetic promise of God for our lives for this year, 2020. We thank you for it. And as usual, you always do more than we bargain for. We give you all the glory. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Amen and amen. If a person does not know where he's going, everywhere will look like it. If you do not know where you are going, everywhere looks like a destination. Praise the Lord. If you do not know where you are going, how will you be able to ascertain that here is the place? Hello? That is why it is important for us, and I believe that the most important step to success, to prosperity in life, or for you to thrive on every area of your life, is to first of all settle the issue of where you want to go. Praise the Lord. Ask yourself, Oluyinka, where do you want to go? Hallelujah. This is very important. The scripture said, without vision, vision is simply a revelation of where you want to go. Where you want to be. And it's not enough to say, okay, this year I told you the last time, I said, look, you need to set goals and have vision that is beyond 12 months. Hallelujah. 5-year plan, 10-year plan. We have just entered a new decade. What's your plan for the whole decade? Where do you want to see yourself in 2030? Where do you want to see your family in 2030? Hallelujah. Don't say, okay, when I get there, you know the word said is, when I get to that bridge, I will think of how I'm going to cross it. No. When you get to the bridge, you'll be afraid to cross it. Because you'll be in doubt whether crossing the bridge will take you to where you want to go. And the truth is, you don't even know where you want to go. Because you have not predetermined where you want to go. So you won't know if the bridge is going to lead you there. Hallelujah. The most important of the many steps to take to experience success, to experience prosperity, to thrive in every area of your endeavor, is for you to settle the issue of where you want to go. Praise the Lord. Where you want to see yourself. You have to settle it. Can I hear an amen? Praise the Lord. There has to be something that brings focus to your life. Something you can attach a focus to. And I told you, you need to write that down. You need to know it for sure. And it has to be a God-given dream. A God-given dream. God is not going to give you a dream because he wants to kill you. He's going to give you a dream that he knows you will need him to realize it. Praise the Lord. I was at a program yesterday in Ibadan, and it was so funny. They called some couples and asked them to share their experiences in marriage. And three couples. And the first couple said, the man said, the day I married was the day I wrote a letter that I don't want to continue. He said, that was the day. He said, but the letter was never delivered. So let me quickly run to the end of the story. Praise the Lord. The other couple, the man said, well, I didn't write a letter. But many times, and I'm still thinking of it, that why am I here? What am I doing here? Hello? The third couple said, I don't know how the two of us have survived this far. Because we are two different people. And you know, that particular one struck me. And I was sharing with the lady that was sitting next to me. I said, that's it. I said, that's what God does. When God gives you an assignment, when God gives you a dream, you are not going to look at it and say, it's a walkover. No, it's going to scare you. It's going to scare you. That's how you know. This has to be God. Because it will be beyond your intellectual capacity to get results. you will not have anything on ground that can help you to actualize that dream. Then you know you will have no choice but to have to rely and depend on God and call on Him and say, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm ruined. If you don't help me, I'm finished. Praise the Lord. And God has a way of bringing together two people who don't, they have almost nothing really. They have different ideas of things. In fact, one of the ladies, the wives were saying, said, just as my husband said, he said, it takes me time because I need to think about waking up. He said, but me, I wake up. He said, my wife wakes up gradually. He said, it's by increments. That's how she wakes up. He said, so how can two people like that come together? This man, he's up and running. The woman is still thinking about, should I get up? Or should I have another hour in bed? So I said, what's going on here? Praise the Lord. And I said, you see, this is God. When God puts two people together, hallelujah, it is so that He is the one that will be the balance there. Hallelujah. Keep it on the shelf. When you grow up, you pick it up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There has to be something that brings focus to your life. There has to be. A dream that is bigger than you. This year, you need goals set to drive that prophetic word. If God says this year is a thriving year, you want to put yourself there and said, if God said it, I've got to make plans. Hallelujah. Because I've told you, it's not enough for you to just receive, because we are so used to, amen, I receive it, I claim it. There is a part you have to play to ensure that word becomes your own experience in that year. And the most important step is what we are talking about today. Vision. You have to have a vision. How? What have you seen? Amen. It's not enough to say, oh, they said this is my thriving year. I'm going to blossom this year. I'm going to expand. I'm going to progress. I'm going to prosper. I'm going to... What are the plans you are going to make for it to be a reality in your own life? What are the things that you are doing right now you know can't take you there that you need to stop doing? What are the things you are not doing that you know can take you there that you need to embrace? Amen? That's the important thing. If, for example, if you do not know how to pray things to come to pass in your life, you may have to change your mind. If you don't know how to confess the word of God, you may have to change your mind and get into the word. Hallelujah. And ask God, Lord, reveal to me. Make the plan plain to me. Because for every word God gives, you must make it personal to yourself. Hallelujah. It has to be personal to you. What are the things I wasn't doing that I need to start doing now? What are the things I should give up? Have I been timid? Because that's a major one. A lot of people want to prosper. There is nobody under the sound of my voice right now that would say, no, I reject prosperity. No one of us. In any case, it is in the covenant, it is in the will, it is in our inheritance that we will prosper on every side. It's the will of God. But you cannot think poverty and expect to prosper. Hallelujah. It's not possible. You cannot have a poverty mentality and think that you will experience prosperity. If you have an attitude of unbelief, there is no way that word can be your experience.
Hallelujah.
Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. To walk with God and experience every promise of God, you will have to believe what God says, even when you can't lay hands on it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. When I look at the life of Abraham from Genesis 13, the Bible said after Lot left him, God now spoke to him. You need to hear God speak to you. You go to prayer and you say, Lord, I thank you for the word that you have given. Now speak to me concerning the prophetic promise for this year. Speak to my life concerning it. And God will reveal to you. Hallelujah. After Lot left, Lot was a distraction. Hallelujah. Lot was a hindrance. But after the hindrance left him, after the obstacle separated from him, he caught a vision. And what was the vision? Abraham. God told him. I want you to put your eye to it, because there are certain things that God wants us to receive as counsel to help us this year, so that this year 2020 will not be like any other year. Hallelujah. And I'm believing God for you that this next decade will be better for you than the last decade. In the name of Jesus Christ. That maybe, yes, you've seen the hand of God, but you will see it multiplied in your life in this next decade, in the name of Jesus. But we must be serious about how we plan our lives in alignment with receiving and having an experience of this word in our lives. So it's not as if people are just speaking. God is just speaking over your life and then you don't see it. Hallelujah. Because when a prophetic word comes, it's not everybody that enjoys the blessing. It's not everybody that will testify. No matter how wonderful the word is. Because some people will not still pay the price that they need to pay for it. They won't. All they think and believe will get it done is just to say, amen. And once you leave church, you don't even remember what the word says. And that's why I'm asking you, go and write it down where you can lay eyes on it every day. Hallelujah. What you see constantly, you will become. What you see regularly, you will become it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to it again. Genesis 13. From verse 14. It says, from verse 14, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes. Help me tell your neighbor, look up. God said, lift up thine eyes and look from the place where thou art. I love that. God is telling him. He said, Abraham, Look, if you want to lay hold on the blessings that I have for you and your descendants, it's not about where you are right now. Hallelujah. You have got to look from where you are to where I'm taking you to. The problem that a lot of us have is seeing beyond where we are. That's the problem. Until you now have a vision of a future state, it will be impossible to feature in it. Until you see it. Ah, Father, I want a new job. Do you see yourself in the new job? Father, I want to be married. Do you see yourself married? Praise the Lord. Do you have that vision yet? Abraham, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art. Where you are is too small for you. Hallelujah. And when I'm talking about that, I'm not talking about just physical space. I'm talking about the three components of you: spirit, soul, and body. And that was why I was talking about your attitude and your mentality. If you are someone who likes to be in a comfort zone, you like to be where it is, things are familiar, you will never enter into what God has for you. Hallelujah. Oh, please. Go and read your Bible. There is no one that was destined for greatness in the Bible and actually became great who didn't have to look beyond where they are. Isaac, in Genesis 26, things were really rough where he was. The Bible said there was a famine. Things were not working well. So he must have some really serious financial issues in that place. There must be a recession in the place. Things must be expensive. And they do not have enough to meet basic necessities of life. And he was thinking. And as at that time, as biblical history has it, they said in Gerar, which is part of Egypt, things were flourishing there. And they said Gerar is like in a valley. So where he was looking down and seeing that things were happening in this place. He said, let me check out of here and let me go to Gerar. But God said to him, Isaac, Isaac, do not leave where you are to go down to Egypt. Hallelujah. Because where you are in this famine, I will bless you. Hallelujah. All that Isaac needed to do was to have a mental picture of thriving where he was barely surviving. Praise the Lord. He needed to see what God has said even in the place where he is. Amen. The word of God will produce anywhere in the world. All you have to be is to be sure that you are where God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Doing what God wants you to do. That's why no matter what anybody says about this country, things may not look better, nor even get any better. But those that will thrive in this country will still thrive. And I'm one of them. I will thrive here. Because you see, it is about God's word. It is not about a location. It's about God. It's not about my present state. Hallelujah. It is about what God said. God has the ability to perform what he has said anywhere, anytime. God is not limited by space nor time. He's not. Where some people are saying there is a casting down, there are people here who are saying, oh, thank you, Father, for the lifting. In the same place.
They must be seeing something other people are not seeing. May you see what God is showing you. Yeah. Hallelujah. I've laughed at myself on something really very simple. I've told you this story. That my driver that is taking me somewhere in Ijebu, we got there very late in the night. Everywhere, I didn't know the house of the person we were going to. They described it to us, but it was so dark. No street lights, nothing. And we just saw two men coming. I said, ah, there's light, light. They were holding torch in their hands. And I said, I looked at it, I said, ah, this is a terrible place to be living in. You know what my driver said? He said, ah, madam, torch lights go, they sell plenty for here. Same situation, different vision. That day, the Holy Spirit said, you see? See what I'm saying? He said, that's it. What are you seeing? Look beyond where you are. You see, that's why we are complaining. Because you are not seeing beyond where you are. That's why you are complaining. People who see beyond where they are, what are they complaining for? When they know that the thing is going to change. Hallelujah. They can't complain. Because they have seen. They have a dream. And they believe God gave them that dream. And if God gave it to them, it's going to come to pass. He can't fail. God has never failed. And he will not fail in your own situation. In the name of Jesus Christ. So quickly, to accomplish your goals and take delivery of what God has for you prophetically for 2020, it will demand from you and I that we move from the familiar to the fantastic. Because when God shows you something you don't know, how is this going to be possible? It's too fantastic. Do I have a witness in the house? It's like too much. You can't comprehend it. It's too fantastic. But what God is saying to his children in this decade, stop allowing yourself to be limited by where you are. From where you are, look, see, look northwards and look southwards and look eastwards and look westwards. Because as far as you can see, I will give it to you. Meaning, it is my will for you to have it. Praise the Lord. Can you envision it? You can have it. That's what God is saying. Praise the Lord. Once you believe that, it eliminates, I don't have what it takes. I don't know anybody. I'm ashamed of my past. It eliminates all that. Because those are the things that cause us to be timid. We're always wanting to bring God's dream to the level of what we think physically, mentally, we can accomplish. If you can do it, accomplish it by what you think you have, by what you think you know, then God is not involved. He will never give you a dream that is not bigger than you. Because if it is not bigger than you, then it is minus God. Hallelujah. It's minus God. And God is not a man. Hallelujah. I said God is not a man. The best of man is a man. Glory be to Jesus. How many people want to move out of the familiar to the fantastic? I'm one of the people who, it's time to move out of ordinary things just happening. I want extraordinary things. Our sister, when she was talking, she said extraordinary. I want to walk in the extraordinary. Meaning I want to walk in the supernatural. That when people hear my testimony, they would have no choice but to say, this has to be God. You know, there are certain things you do and people will say, only she. He has what it takes now. So, hello. I've preached before. Some of my classmates that were in university together,
I invited them for the program. They preach. After, one of them called me. I said, that was, which word do these worldly people use now? You know, they don't use words like powerful or anything. They use words like, that was very, I can't remember, maybe very nice or something like that. And he said, yeah. So I said, in fact, the lady that came with me, I was telling her, I said, it's because she doesn't know you, because when we are in school, you can talk. She thought she was saying something to encourage me. I was so discouraged. I cried. Yeah, it made me cry. Because she was saying that I did something based on my intellectual ability. Father, I hope they will understand what I'm saying. All she saw was my ability to reason. All she saw was a demonstration of my intellect, not the demonstration of the power and the Spirit of God. I cried because I wasn't standing holding the mic because of my intellectual capacity. It was a disaster. I went back to God. I said, if people that I'm talking to, what they can see is me in the past, I've not moved. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I've not moved. And I cannot impact anybody's life. Praise the Lord. You can't. And that's why I keep telling people, I said, when it comes to the things of God, intellectualism can't work. It can't work. You can't raise the dead with your intellect. You can't heal the sick with your intellectual education. Hallelujah. So a lot of people, when people say people are successful, maybe intellectually they are successful, but when it comes to spiritual things, they are illiterate. Yes. All of us, we are still learning how to live who we are because we are spirits. We are used to living based on our mental capacity. Is that not so? And our physical capacity. When you give your life to Christ, your spirit is regenerated and your spirit is who you really are. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. You only live in a body and you have a soul. You are actually a spirit. Praise the Lord. So when you think that you know me, you don't know me. Unless you have seen the spirit. What you are seeing is my outfit. Hallelujah. We are spirits. So when you get born again, you get connected to God now, serving God, then your spirit begins to grow. Hallelujah. You begin to receive spiritual education so that you will not become a spiritual illiterate. All of us came into the kingdom as spiritual illiterates, no matter how cerebral you are, because it doesn't work here. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. What do you see? My point. What do you see? What do you see in the spirit? Not what you see in the physical. What do you see? If you go by what you see in the physical, your business will remain one room business. And it isn't because God has not given you that business to expand northward, southward, eastward, and westward. You are the one that is limiting yourself because you have you shrank the dream to what you think you can handle. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I said it to myself this year. I said, when God said, I will open doors of nations to you. You know, you may be looking at it, doors of nations. Hey, who know me for there? But if God said it, you must prepare yourself for it. Hallelujah. How long does it take to be a global citizen these days? Does anybody know? No, what does it take? Bless you, my sister.
We have internet these days. Hallelujah. Some of you have some people that are following you somewhere, and they are from Jakarta. Praise the Lord. I'm following you on some nonsense. So not anything that is going to cause your life to thrive. And they are following you. And some of you are following them. Yes. You are following them everywhere. No, you don't know what that thing is meant for. Hallelujah. Look northward, southward, eastward, westward, from where you are. Hallelujah. In other words, you may be a local champion, but you must think globally. Praise God forevermore. Because God wants to show out and show off his children in this decade. And I want to be part of them. I don't want to be someone who will claim I'm a kingdom citizen, a child of the living God, and then I will be listening to news about things that are happening. No, I want to be the one that is happening. Praise the Lord. There are people who watch things happen. Hello? But there are people who are making things happen. There are news readers and there are newsmakers. I mean, the choice is yours. Which side do you want to belong to? It's not because it is God's fault. It's because you are not looking beyond where you are. Ah, God, but how can I do? I can't have help. Pray, God will send you help. Hallelujah. We have prayed for you this year that you will not miss any of your destiny helpers. Amen. You will not miss any of them. Amen. All you need to do, believe God. Confess what God has said. You know, vision is so powerful. Because once you continue to confess about your dream and your vision, it has a way of attracting everything that you need for the vision to become a reality. Hallelujah. 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 So don't be intimidated. Because sometimes some of us, you feel, okay, you can't talk. You can't. I had a sister saying that they are, watch how you tell your dream. So that you will not go into the trouble that Joseph went to. If Joseph didn't go to prison, he can't get to the palace. Because the way to the palace is through the prison. So, which means there is no way he can avoid the prison. And he went to the prison because of the dream. The dream pushed him into excellence. Glory be to Jesus. It pushed him into excellence. To the point where the slave owner, Potiphar, looked at him and said, there's something about this guy. May this, your helper see you this year and say, there's something about you. In the name of Jesus. What did he do? What did he have? He was a slave. Hallelujah. But this boy was looking beyond where he was because of the dream that he had. He said, I saw people, you guys are going to be bowing down for me. In other words, I'm going to be in a position of leadership. Right now, I may not look much of a much. I may not look like even a follower, not to talk of looking like a leader. Praise the Lord. But one day, you will see me right up there. That's what he told them. They hated him for it. They didn't like him for it. They sold him for it. He got all manner of negative things. But at the end of the day, everything that he said came to pass. Your dream will come to pass. Amen. And your dream, if it's God-given, it is so powerful that it's like an, what will I say it? It's like a spiritual bulldozer. No matter what comes against it, it will bulldoze it. Hello? You can fall seven times. Seven times you still rise up. Because of the dream. That's why you cannot afford. I said it at the beginning. There is a first step, number one step. You have to have a vision.
What are the four components of a vision? The number one thing is a conviction. You have to have a conviction. God has said this year, we are going to thrive. I told you that when God used the word thrive for me, I went to go and look at it. Somebody I met yesterday said, oh, this is what the Lord is, you know, speaking. This is what the Lord spoke to her, blah, blah, blah. That is the time for his children. We're going to arise. We're going to shine. I said, we're saying the same thing. I said, because when I checked the meaning and the synonyms of thrive, shine was there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You will hear somebody here say, ah, there's going to be light. We are going to be light. Of course, you can't shine without light. Praise God forevermore. So it's important. You have to have a vision. You have to have a conviction. If God says that, yes, he will prosper you. If God says this year, you will expand. If God says that this year, every work of your hand, you are going to be thriving. Whatsoever you lay your hands on, it will thrive. Some of you have dreams of some businesses you want to go into. God is saying he's going to thrive. What a powerful word to give to you, even before you set out. Hallelujah. That's God for you. That is God, because God calls the things that be not as though they were. He knows the end from the beginning. So he speaks the end at the beginning. Hallelujah. So your dream that you still have on paper and say, this is what I want God to do. This is what God, this is my plan for this year. No matter what, I've taught you how to make a plan and to set a goal. Don't set a goal in just one area of your life. It must be in every area. Hallelujah. If you set a goal, I'm going to do business. I'm going to expand in my business. May God give you the health. Because it's when you are healthy. It's when you are healthy. If you are not healthy, you can't do anything. If every day you are going to the doctor, voila. What's going to happen to your dream? Praise the Lord. So when you are making your plan, you say, because I have this thing to do. If you are going to jump on a treadmill, you will jump on a treadmill. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you are going to walk for 40 minutes every morning, you do it. Whatever it's going to take. Amen. So, spiritually, you do it. Financially, you do it. Like somebody, if you are stingy and you think that money is just going to come to you, you don't give. Forget about it. The word of God is very clear. Give and it shall be given unto you. Give and it shall be given unto you. Give and it shall be given unto you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Doesn't matter what you give. It may not be money. It may be an encouragement that you keep giving. Our sister was talking about it. She said, look, I want to do more visitation. I want, what's visitation about? It's encouraging people. Encouraging them in the Lord. So that they can continue to abide and, you know, to be grounded in the faith. That is to say, I want to do more of that. And the Bible makes it very clear. It says, to him that doeth good to another man, he shall receive from the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why you do good to somebody. Sometimes they don't appreciate what you do. It's because you still don't know. If you knew the scripture did not say the person is going to bless you back. He said you will receive from the Lord. And God has resources in places where you know not of. Praise God. Is somebody listening to God today? So conviction is important. You have to have a conviction about your dream. Praise the Lord. Which means it is unshakable. It is indestructible by whatever is happening around. It's not going to disrupt. You are already convinced. This is it. This is what I believe, and I'm going to do it. So nobody, you forget about all the naysayers. You know, many of us, we jettison our dreams very easily. You only need one person to say, you were. She were. And that's it. You close the chapter. As if that person, God sent them, that they are the ones to define what your future will be. Hello, somebody. What's the second one? You have to have a revelation. That's what we've been talking about. We're talking about the components of vision.
Conviction must be there. There must be a revelation. You have to see something. God told him, look up, see. Your children shall be like the sand of the seashore. He was trying to give him a picture that is beyond his comprehension. Because we can't comprehend. If God tells you, you are going to have, I mean, your descendants, they will be as much as the sand in the Eko Beach. Ah, how do you know? You can't even quantify it. You can't count. You don't know how many granules are there. Praise the Lord. But God had to use that to let him know that what I have for you is not limited about time or space. Glory be to Jesus. It is as far as you can see. So you don't get to a point and say, I've done enough. Now I'm okay. No, if you can still see, you can still have it. Glory be to Jesus. If you can see it, it is the will of God. Praise God forevermore. The third thing, you must identify with it. And part of your identifying with your dream is giving it everything that it demands for you, from you. Talking about your dream is very important. And the fourth one is investment. You need to invest in what you believe in. Hallelujah. You must invest. You invest time. You invest everything that you have into it. You need to ask yourself, what is more important than you giving your whole self to what you really believe God for? If you believe it is from God, you will give your whole self to it. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It is God's will to prosper you on all fronts. It is his will and desire that you thrive in all your endeavors. It is his will that you shine and you glow and become influential in your sphere so that you can reveal his glory and the glory of his kingdom. God wants you and I to have a thriving experience in 2020. But you have to arise and walk. And that was exactly what God told him. He told Abraham, arise, walk through the land. So you can't just sit down and fold your hands and say, God has said that I will thrive today, and you do nothing. I want to go for my master, and you do nothing. It just doesn't happen like that. Praise the Lord. You need to prepare. You know, I said, people who don't prepare to succeed, they have already prepared to fail. Hallelujah. So he said, walk out of the comfort zone. Walk out of the familiar. Take on new tasks. Praise the Lord. Think beyond where you are. Let me ask you all these questions. How much has God willed for you that you have neglected because you are satisfied with the ordinary? Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times you look at, you know, what is happening in some people's lives, and if you are not careful, the devil will make you envious. The dangerous thing about envy is that it doesn't even put you in the same realm of blessing. Hello? So really, it's not profitable for you to be envious. But there is something that you can learn. And that is, what did he demand from them to be where they are? What did he demand from them to be where they are? And that is it. And ask yourself truthfully, could it be that I'm not there because I'm timid? I have allowed fear to put me in a containment because I'm afraid. Because many people won't take any giant leap. They can't take risks. It is a case of, what if it won't work? People will, they will be, the people will, I will be embarrassed. Hello? He said, I will be embarrassed. Do you know how embarrassed it must have been for people like Abraham Lincoln, for people like Edison, hallelujah, who failed how many times? 99 times, or how many times did the man fail? Trying to invent a light bulb. But he never gave up. And he was still trying. Many people must have told him, he's gone cuckoo. He's not well. Must be sick. And I can assure you that even members of his family, many of them would have rejected him. Like that sister I was talking about, who just got married at 56. And even the father that brought her into this world said, this will not be my child. So all we see her doing, she's an evangelist. She just carried her megaphone from village to village, preaching that people will give their life to Christ. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And the father said, I don't even want to see you in my house, because I don't want to have to introduce you as my daughter. That was how ashamed they were of her. Because he said, you, this one way you did do, any man go even come talk to you. What's this? The man thought, I regretted the day. That was how. Members of her family ostracized her. But she said, one with God is majority. She kept on doing it. She was faithful and faithful and faithful. The day she would get a proposal from a man, hallelujah, there were six of them. She got six all at once. You see, when your thriving season comes, then you now look and say, okay, I want that one. I want that chair. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will now pick and choose. Hallelujah. And when she went back home to say, I'm getting married, and they saw the man, the father looked at the daughter like this. Ah, he said, this is your God, not God. You see, sometimes it may look as if time is going, hallelujah. But if you have a conviction that this is it, do you know how long it takes to strike crude oil? There are people that they've drilled and drilled in many different places. They found nothing. They didn't even find gas. And it takes years of exploration. Years and years and years. But they never gave up. Those white people that started it here in Nigeria, they've been doing it since they came. Hallelujah. In fact, before the oil came, they had already decided they were leaving Nigeria for us to rule ourselves. Amen. Because it was just a few years after they left, they struck the oil. Hallelujah. Well, it is open to debate whether it should have come while they are still there. Maybe it would have been properly channeled. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Quickly, my time is well up. There are three stages and seasons of life that God revealed to us. And I want you to know this. Through this encounter that Abraham had, number one, it revealed to us where we were, because he told Abraham. Abraham, he knew where he was. Number two, where he is, and where he will be. Hallelujah. All three were there. As you are seated here, the three are with you. Where you were, where you are, and where you will be. The three are there. Hallelujah. But regardless of where you are, God is asking you, you set your focus on where you will be. Is there somewhere that you want to be? That by the end of this year, end of this decade, this is where I want to be. Is there anyone like that in this place today? Rise on your feet. What I've given today is just a counsel, just to help us to set our priorities right for this year. Prepare to thrive. That's what it's all about. Prepare to thrive. Focus on the vision. Focus on your dream. Focus on the revelation that God has given to you. See it, think it, and act on it. Hallelujah. And you will have it. That was what God was telling Abraham, and he's telling us today also the same thing. See it, think it, act it, and you will have it. Tell yourself, call your name, and say, Oluyinka, see it, think it, act it, and you will have it. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Whatever your dream is, I want you to bring it before God in prayer. Right now. And as you're doing it, thank God for the last decade and thank God for the new decade that you have entered into. Thank him for it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you in your attitude, in the way that you are thinking. If the way that you are thinking right now will not deliver to you what you want to see at the end of this year, ask the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, help me to correct my attitude. Help me to correct the way that I'm thinking. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How am I thinking? Help me to think right. Holy Spirit, bring it to my remembrance what my dream is constantly. Help me to walk in the path that will bring prosperity into my life, that will cause me to thrive in all my endeavors. Open your mouth and pray. This is important. And thank the Lord for it, that this year, your dream will come to pass. Everything that will demand of you, you'll give it to it. Determine to walk with God better this year. And make up your mind that you will listen and obey the instructions that he gives to you. For the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And God will do it in your life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to thank God specially as you remain standing. Think of what you survived in the last decade. Think of what you have survived. You may not have the best. You may not be where you want to be. But I want you to think back at the things you survived. And thank God for them. And thank God and say, Father, I thank you. I survived this calamity. I survived that accident. I survived it. I'm alive today. I've not lost my hope. Whatever came my way did not take my passion away. They rejected Joseph, scolded him, rebuked him. The Bible says he yet dreamt another dream, which means what they said did not take his passion away. He still believed. I want you to begin to thank the Lord for it. Today is the first Thanksgiving service for the year. And we need to thank God for all that we survived. We couldn't have done it on our own. God is the one that helped us. He showed us mercy. His mercies were new for us every single day in the last decade and in the last year. And that's why we are here to see another decade. And we believe that this decade will bring for us better results than that of the last decade. So thank the Lord. And thank him for what he will do in your life this year. What you believe him for, begin to thank him for it, that it is done. Thank him for his power. Thank him for putting the dream in your heart and the desire to accomplish it in your heart. Bless him for it. Thank him for your family. Thank him for all that he saw you through. And thank him for what he will see you through in this new year. In Jesus' mighty name. Begin to thank him. Thank him for those blessings. No matter what they are. Is it blessings in the area of your business or on your job? Is it in the area of your academics, in your trade? Or new lines? Or dreams that God has given unto you that you are about to embark upon. And they are uncharted territories that God has opened unto you. Thank him. Because he is the one that will see you through. So thank him for his guidance. His promptings. His instructions. His leadings. It will lead you to prosperity. It will cause you to thrive. It will cause you to grow. It will cause you to bloom. It will cause you to advance. It will cause you to rise. It will cause you to radiate. It will cause you to progress and to prosper in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be for you. You shall have a thriving experience in this new year. I declare it over your life, over the works of your hand, and all that has to do with you. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Offering.